trying to get better, feeling a lot better than I was last couple of days. So, obviously, we have a longer time period, you know, the Thursday night game. So, I think I'll be okay for Sunday.
So, you're going to play on Sunday?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, obviously, head man got the last call, but I think, you know, I'm heading in the right direction.
TJ, when you play against Tom Brady, how challenging is that with all he's done and I guess the game he's coming off of?
It's always difficult. Anytime, you know, he has his weapons over there on the offensive side, you know, multiple formations he's going to show you. Obviously, he's as good as it come in this league, you know, one of the all-time greats, if not the greatest. Always gives you a difficult job of, you know, from play recognition to play count to snapping the ball fast, catching when you're not lined up. So he throws everything at you, so you definitely have to do a good job of studying all week.
What's your record against him up there?
I don't think I've never beat him up there. You know, anytime I've been up there, I came on the bad end of the stick, losing the end of it. But, you know, it's always a tough fought game, and obviously every game is different. So you just have to block the outside noise out and just go up there and play your game.
They miss Edelman, but what do you see from Cooks and Hogan?
Same thing that you expect every year from their receivers. Guys are going to go out and do what's right, going to go in the blocking game and help out. I'm going to make contested catches. I'm going to make yards after the catch. Asking to do pretty much everything, you know, be a complete receiver full game.
You've played against rookie quarterbacks and young quarterbacks for years. What do you expect the Patriots to try to throw at Deshaun, and how equipped do you think he is to deal with that?
I think, they'll stick to the same game plan, obviously. You got to prepare for his legs. You know, I think everybody in the league obviously see that now. So, I think they'll stick to their game plan. Other than that, just put a spy something on them. That's what I would do if I was a D coordinator. You know, but other than that, just stick to the game plan.
You're on the other side of the ball, but what do you defensive vets see of him as a leader for this team, Deshaun? I mean,
comes in each and every day. One of the first guys in the building. Stays late after practice. Does extra. Works hard in the weight room. Communicates. Enjoys being a Houston Texans. It's a fun guy in the locker room. On the field, he works hard. Can't ask for more than that from a teammate. And he's a natural leader, you know, obviously playing at the quarterback at a high level in college and throughout his career. So we look for him to do the same thing here, obviously.
Brady's the best to ever do it, but, I mean, last year in the playoffs, two interceptions of Brady, only a 46% completion rate. That's historically productive against Brady. How much confidence did you guys take into this week, knowing what you guys were able to do in that game?
It definitely gave you some confidence knowing you can go in and compete with those guys and make plays. But, you know, like I said earlier, every year is different. So what we did last year in the playoffs – have nothing to do with what we want to do. I'll go up there on Sunday and try to get accomplished. I think, obviously, the guys in this locker room, we played them probably, the last 3 or 4 years, a couple times a year sometimes. And I think just having that familiarity with those guys and being able to see the same guys, you know, being able to play practice against Gronk, Cooks, Hogan, and all those guys give you a better feel going into the game.